Let's continue with Hilchas Chanukah, Simen Tav Reish Ayin Zayin. I have one ha'ara. Someone emailed me who listened to the shiur online. He made a very good ha'ara that when I was speaking about the 30 minutes of how long the neros have to last, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky says it has to be shal zman, not has to be, but he passed in shal zmanios, that's how long it has to be. So I was saying, based on this time of year, since the daytime is very short, it's more like 24, 25 minutes or whatever, he pointed out it's truly go based on the night. The night is longer, which he's correct, it's more like 37, 38 minutes, it's really a longer half hour. So good ha'ara. Okay, so let's continue now with the Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Reish Ayin Zayin Din Achsanai B'Chanukah. A person who's a guest to Chanukah, what does he do? A very common shaila. There's a lot of halachas to go through here, different circumstances. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch first. He paskins Achsanai She'ein Ralikin Alav Beveso. A person who's a guest elsewhere and there's no one lighting for him in his house. Tzarech Laseis Pruta Lebal Habayis Lishtatev Imo. He has to give pruta. Pruta is a penny or so, a couple pennies, a nickel, a dime, to the Baal Bayis, and this way he could be part of it, and he adds a little bit of oil to the Ner Chanukah, and this way he's mitzarif with the Baal Bayis. So again, there's a lot of halachas, so let's take it slow in the Mishnah Berurah first. Sifkat and Alf. Achsanai, v'hu adin ha-bachrim shalom din shalom bevesim. It's true also of bachrim, single boys who are learning in yeshiva, tzuchin l'shtatef al-kopanim. They're not at home. They also have to be mishtatef with someone. If they're staying, you know, back in Europe, they used to stay at people's houses. They didn't have dormitories. They're staying at someone's house, so they have to be mishtatef with that, the Baal Bayis. V'davka b'bachr she'olcha b'fnei atzmo. It's really referring to a bachr who's eating on his own. Aval im hu somech al shulchan Baal Habayis hu b'chal b'nei beisof. It's mamish being served by the Baal Habayis where he lived, where he's staying during these yeshiva days. So then he's bechlal the Baal Habayis and doesn't need to be mitzhtatev. V'hu'ad din mesharsav. It's also true if you have any servants, waiters who are in the house, Jewish, who are living with you. Kevin shem smuchan al shulchano b'kviya. Since they are regularly with you in the house, medina ein tzarech la'alik ela im kein rotze lios min ha'mahajim. So mikadin, there's no need for them to light separately unless they want to be mahajin, so they could add on separately. Fine.
So if you have somebody, let's say, staying with you for Shabbos or whatever it is, since they're eating all their meals by you, you're feeding them all the food. Do they need to give you money, or are they?
So
they're part of your
right. So we're
for that time period.
Right. So we're gonna get to that. Hopefully, we'll get to it tonight. But different cases. If you're living one place, but you're just going for Shabbos to your parents or in-laws or something, what happens then? So we'll see. Some say you shouldn't really light where you are. You should have your neighbor light at your house, even though you're not there. That's according to some poskim. Other poskim, as we'll see, are let you light in the place where you are right now, a separate candle. Or you can be mishtatef, either one. Well, we'll get. Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get. If not, remind me. Okay, so let's. There's a number of things. Because of timing, I can't go through everything. It's very nogeh for the Sephardi psak. There's a big discussion. What does Sephardim do? So firstly, Ashkenazim, what their psak is, if they're not somich on their parents and they are nowhere else, they're mamish independent, so then they would light wherever they are. They light in their dormitories. That's what the general psak is for the Ashkenazim. But for the Sephardim, the psak for the Sephardim, for most at least, is brought down here from Rav Abba Shaul. He explained that even if a Sephardi is in a yeshiva, they are yotze with their father's lighting at home, even though they're not there. And because they never leave entirely. During Ben Ezmanim, they go back. During Yom Tov, they go back. So even though they're not currently at the father's house, during Hanukkah, they yotze with their fathers and they're considered somech al shulchanim. They wouldn't light separately.
Do you have to be in the same country or time zone?
So we'll get to that as well, time zones. That's also machlokes. But let's at least talk about right now this same time zone. So what the suggestion brought down here is that they should listen to the base medrash. They should be present in the base medrash. I know in yeshiva, it's a Sephardi who usually does the lighting because he can't light otherwise. And the other Sephardim will be there listening to it and watching it, the yotze, through hearing the brachas of who's ever lighting the menorah in the base medrash. Now, he says here, even if they're living chutzlar, Eretz Yisrael, according to the Sephardi psak brought down here, it doesn't make a difference about any time zones, at least for the Sephardim. And he's yotze with his father's lighting. But again, as a chumri, he should try to light on his own in the base Knesset or base Medrash. But then he quotes down here opinion that if the parents are in different time zones, so then it's possible they aren't Yotze, And the best thing to do is have in mind, if you're in different time zones, not to be yotze with your father's lighting. So it's relevant for you. That's your brother, right? So have kavanah not to be yotze, this way you can light in there to Israel. Okay. Now, Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach thought otherwise. He thought Sfardim should light in yeshiva without a bracha. That's what he thought. But again, he's not a Sfardi posek, so I'm not sure if you have to listen to that. But that was his understanding. Now, yeah. So they talk about this also, that if you are, let's say, ahead, so if you're lighting the Eretz Yisrael, it can't work for America because it's not yet the chiyah for America. But the other way around, if you're in Eretz Yisrael and the father's in America, so since it's already a chiyah in Eretz Yisrael, then the father can be yotze according to some poskim. So it gets a bit tricky. It seems to be the best idea is to just have in mind not to be yotze, and this way you could just act on your own whichever time zone you find yourself in. Okay, let's go a little further. Just trying to think. Again, there's a lot of details. I'm trying to think of things that are the most relevant for us. I got the shot just now. Someone called me up from Eretz Yisrael and asked me about his wife was due yesterday. Shaila is about Shabbos and things like that. What does he do during Chanukah if they're in the hospital? Where do you light? So the answer is that he should really go home. I don't know how it works in Eretz Yisrael, giving birth to a baby there, but I know in America they don't usually let you sleep over in the hospital overnight. So 10 o'clock is usually the curfew, maybe 11 o'clock for the husband. I don't know exactly. I don't remember the times. But I said you should really go home and light at home where you're sleeping. You shouldn't really light in the hotel, in the hospital. Now, he talks about a scenario. Let's say you're staying in a place nearby, not at your house, and you're not allowed to light if you're not in your own house. So you should ask whoever's letting you stay there if he could be makne over to you a room. So now you have a chelik in that apartment. Now it becomes your bias. And then you could light. That's considered yours. Okay, let's go right now in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Dan Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Shema Likin Al Abba Beisa. It's only true if they're not lighting for you. Do we do this one yet? Yeah, we did this one. If the Achsanai is a guest somewhere and they're not lighting for him back at home, Kimidina says the Mishnah Berurah, Kishe Isha Malekes Nerchanaka Bebeisa, Hu Yotzei Dechavas Barlakasa. As we saw before, that if a wife lights for you at home, you're Yotzei. Af Shubimalkum Rachog Mebeisa. Even if you're very, very far away, you're still Yotzei with the lighting of the wife. There's no need to give money to the host where you're staying. This is only true if he knows for sure his wife lit for him. If he doesn't know if his wife lit for him and they weren't able to communicate, so then he should certainly light wherever he is. For this reason, the guy didn't know. He gets home, turns out they lit for him. He has to light again because since he didn't know in the beginning, he certainly must have had the das not to be yotze with his wife because he didn't expect her to light for him. And umimela chalalav takanas chachamim to light on his own. V'ayin b'magid aram shadaita bazed diyanlik below bracha. Okay, they talk about different time zones here, but I just mentioned that one before. The different machlok is there. Okay, Shlomo Zalman says there is no chilek of time zones. Though he thinks you could light wherever the host is, wherever the father is, wherever the husband is. It doesn't make a difference if the other person is elsewhere. But we already addressed that. Best thing is not to have any. Best thing to have kavana not to be yotze. So then the Mishnah Berurah writes, Tifkav then Gimel, La Seis Pruta, how are you Mishtatev with the Baal HaBayis? You give a coin, a penny, a nickel, a dime, Hainu. Shein Tzarech HaChsanai Liten Kol Chatzi Yatzos HaNer. So you don't have to pay half the cost. Rak Pruta Sagi, a nickel's enough. De'al Yidei Zeh Makne Lo Chelek B'Shem. And by giving him a nickel, the Baal HaBayis is going to makne over to you some of the oil. Now, what's this machlokas? What's the idea here of being makna, being mishtate, that you have to own some of the oil? So some posts can point out, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, the idea is not that you have to have bailus on the oil. We know there's a din of lachem when it comes to lulav and esrog, you need to own it. It has to be lachem. The pasuk says lachem. And we also, there's a sfas emes on Maseches Sukkah that says we also need lachem by matzah. You guys know this famous sfas emes? I shouldn't say famous. It's not true. It's not famous. But sfas emes is mechadish. What? I'm making famous now. To all 10 of you guys. So the Sfas Emes says that Lachem, there's a pasuk that says Lechem, Lechem, because they are Shavas, and you also need Lachem by Matzah. You have to own it. even though it doesn't say lachem with a chaf in the pasuk, you have to own it. Sfasema says tzarchim, why no one's makbir on this. So in the houses of many gedolim and poskim who know this halacha, they'll before the meal say a makna over to the matzah, whatever gets to your plate, that's yours to be makayim lachem, that you own the matzah. Fine. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says there's no inyan of lachem when it comes to shemen. So what's the idea of me buying some of the oil for the ba'bayis to light on my behalf? Doesn't make any sense. So what Rav Shlomo Zalman explains here is that all it is where'd that line go? Oh, there we go. So by you participating in the oil, it makes you a b'nei ba'is. Now you're b'nei ba'is, and now this is considered your house. That's almost like you're paying rent. That's what it seems from Rav Shlomo Zalman. But Rav Yosha's mechadesh that you do have to have the candles owned. There is some din of lachem. You quote the Ran in Psachim that there is some lachem that you have to own it, and therefore you are buying into the oil. Okay, back inside the Mishnah Berurah now. Some say if you buy some of the oil, the Baal Bayis has to add a little bit extra oil for you. In addition to this, the shear that he needs of the Chatzi Shah Bishvil Atzma. You need 30 minutes plus one to include the others.
How would you do that with a candle?
Yeah, so it wouldn't work with a candle. It has to be oil. But we'll see now in just a second, you don't really need to have, even though the Gemara says Pruta, the Mishnah Berurah says there is another way to accomplish this, which is through Huadin im Ba'abayis Maknilo Chelik Vashemin B'matana. You don't have to buy it from me. I don't need the penny or the nickel. I'm mocked over to you with some of the nair, some of the candle, some of the oil. So in this case, you don't have to add anything to it, and it would work even for a candle to makna over some of it to have shutfis in it. Dehave kimishtatef Bepruta. But this is what's more important here. Most people think you just add some, give a quarter or something to the Baal Bayis. You don't really need that. I mean, it works. But the best thing to do really is to make it your bayis and light a separate candle there if you are a guest. Okay, let's finish reading the Mechaber now. Back on top, he says, Im yeshlo pesach pasuach, if the guest has his own entrance into the house, and the latmo, tzarech lahalik b'pischo, he should light a candle on his own Pesach. Afa pi she'osa bayis einu miyuchad el l'shena. Even though the house he's staying, let's say, in one of those guest houses in the back. So he's staying in a guest house on his own. They gave him the garage in the backyard's his. So he's only using it to sleep there. But hu ochel al shulchan ba'abayis, but he's eating inside the ba'abayis, inside the main quarters is where he's eating. Hu adin le ben ha'ochel etzel aviv. See, even though right now the Mechaber is assuming you go based on Makom Achila, not Makom Shena, so he shouldn't really have to light here because he's only sleeping in that guest house. He's eating in the main quarters. But still, since the Mishnah Berurah talks about the Chashad, the people think, oh, the guy Reuven sleeping in the garage back there and there's no candles, he's probably not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So in order to prevent that from happening, we make him light in the place where he's sleeping, but really he's not really Chayv in that place. He should really light in the house. Not so shaykh for us. I'll let you finish the Ramah here. Ramah writes, V'yesh omrim de bezman hazeh shemalikin bifnim mamish yalik bimakom she'ochel v'cheinagu. So this is very, very important. Nowadays, it all goes based on where you eat. That's the place where you should be lighting. So if you look now at Sif Katan Yud Beis, the Ramah bimakom she'ochel says the Mishnah Berurah, the bimakom achilasa iker, the place where you're eating is the primary place. It's only true if the guest really has no house on his own. A guy goes to his friend for a Hanukkah party, goes to family for a Hanukkah party. And has his own house in that city. So let's say I go to my in-laws or in Lawrence, and for a Hanukkah party I'm eating there, but I have my own house here in Woodmere, so I can't light where I'm eating there. I need to go home to light. If I don't want to leave, I want to stay put and comfortable where I'm eating that meal. So assuming the wife didn't come with you to the Hanukkah party, then you tell your wife to light for you at home. Or what? So I'm saying that's not just a practical case, but maybe the more practical case would be ask the Bennett, my neighbors, to light for me when I'm out of my in-laws. I don't want to go home to light. But obviously this is not really the point is, certainly better for you to go home and light either before the party, best is before the party, if not after the party, and not light where you are eating. Now, look at the Ber Halacha Dibra Mascha B'Makom She'Ochel. Ayin Mishabura Mashik Asavnu D'Misha Sarit Eitzel Chaver B'Akra Yeshlel Sham Bayis Bosa Ir. Right, we don't go based on where you eat. If you have a house in the city, you light in your house. V'Dafka Be'Ofen Zeh Aval Im Holech Hu V'Chol Anche Beisa Lebeis Aviv Ocham. If you go to your parents or grandparents, B'Kvias Al Shmona Yimei Chanukah. You go all 8 days, you go to your parents' house. So then the lach is the davar baruhu shekaven shesoed v'yashen sham koyim mechanika af shebeyom ochel achilas arai beveis. So even though you might come home for lunch back to your house, sheino malik el bebayis sheochel v'yashen sham belayla, you would light at your parents or in-laws' house. If you'd mamish do your oker, your bayis for 8 days, you could light in your parents or in-laws' house. Now this is what based on this Rav Shechter's basis for his psak. Rav Shechter felt that the bachim should not be lighting in YU, they don't let them light in the rooms for safety reasons. So he felt if you're not lighting in the room, so to light in the hallways, they don't own the hallways, it's not their place. If you don't walk around in your pajamas, that's not considered your bias. So he doesn't think it makes sense to light in the lobby, but many poskim do allow for it, by the way. But he doesn't. So what he recommends is that the guy should find a married friend of his and move in to his married friend in the Heights, and this way that will be his kfiyas for 8 days, and he'll light there based on this Ber Halacha. What? Come to my house? Oh, right, yeah. I'm sure he wouldn't say no. Okay.
There's a lot of guys in the shir that gotta find a place to go.
That's true.
When I was there, a lot of guys used to leave on Hanukkah, go home wherever they're to their parents' house.
If that's feasible, yeah. If you lived in Teaneck. But if you lived in the Five Towns, right, it's a schlep.
Serious nefesh for the
Hanukkah. Or you just move into your friend's apartment in the Heights. There's also enough people who are not even married. People have apartments who are in smicha, who also have a room. Okay. So now it talks about the case. Let's say a person goes to his parents or in-laws for a few days, but not all 8 days. So Rav Yosha Paskins, you should not light in your in-laws' house. You should rather light at home. Now, I think this is only true if you are going to the same location, meaning the same city. My in-laws and I live in the same area for the most part. I'm going to my parents. I'm going to my parents for Shabbos Chanukah next week. So I'm going to be there Friday night and Matzah Shabbos, 2 days. So whatever Yashu say, I need to come back here and light each time. So he says, actually, yeah, I should have a shliach light for me in my house, even though I'm not going to be here. That's how Rav Yosha Paskin.
My pleasure.
What? Thank you. I wouldn't be comfortable just leaving the candles unattended in my house. So then the Chazan Ish, however, says that no, if a person goes for Shabbos, he thinks you are allowed to light in that place where you're visiting, and that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's understanding as well. You can light in the place where you're visiting. Now, if it's in my in-law's house, if I would be going there for Shabbos, then it's more local, I wouldn't do that. But going to my parents in Teaneck, so then I would light there. I plan on lighting there Erev Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos as well.
Sleeping there Matzah Shabbos?
Yeah, I'm sleeping there Matzah Shabbos. If I would be coming back, then I would. Exactly. I light at home, exactly. So on the night, I'm coming back hopefully early enough to light here Bizman. Okay, where are we now?
You can be driving up past your house at 1 o'clock in the morning that night.
Thank you. All these services you're offering. Very much appreciated. Okay, let's learn a little bit more. Let's look at Sif Beis now. Sif Beis, those who were in the Sunday Shir, we saw this together. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Katan Shegiel Lechinach Tzarech Lahalik. There's a very strange halacha. A Katan Shegiel Lechinach has to light. He must light. Now, if you remember before, the Mechaber said earlier, we saw last night, he had 2 days whether he's allowed to even light or not. Remember, we're talking about the world of the Sfardim, where only one person lights for the entire family. So, if a katan negil achinach, that means the father shouldn't be lighting, and the katan lights instead of the father. So, there's a very strange okimta, but there's no other way to understand it. The Mishabur explains in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, katan shegil achinach, lefi ma'ashe pasik mechaber, besun tafresh ayin alaf, sif beiz, dafila mahajim and mahajin, the Sfardim only have one menorah. They just add one candle each night. So how could there be a case where the katan shegil achinach has to light? His father's lighting. It must be where he's living on his own, which again is an unlikely circumstance, but if that were to be the case, he would have to light if he reaches the age of achinach. According to the Ashkenazim, says the Chavetz Chaim, u'lahalik b'fnei atzmo, where each family member has to light on their own. Imkein gama katan hazet tzarech b'chol gavnei lahalik b'fnei atzmo. In this case, the Mechaber would make sense in the world of the Ashkenazim that a katan shegil chinuch would have to light. V'hachi pasuk harama le'el b'sof simin tafresh ayin hey. Aval das hashul tegiburim v'ameiri dafil lidan. The Meiri felt that there is no mitzvah of chinuch by hider mitzvah. The katan lighting is a hider mitzvah. You don't have to force the child to light. Okay, should we do this? Let's do Sif Gimel quickly. Sif Gimel says in Mechaber, Yesh omrim sha'af apisha ma'alikin ala b'soch beso. If they light for you for your in your house on your behalf, imhu b'makum shein bo yisof. If you live in a place, you're somewhere, I don't know, where there are no Jews, Malik b'brachos, in India, let's say, in places no, not too many Jews there, but you're in China, there might be, but you're someplace where there are no Jews. Malik b'brachos, you should say, you should light Neros b'bracha. The Rama writes, ki chayv l'ros ha-neros, because you have to see Neros. How could you go through Hanukkah without seeing Neros Hanukkah? V'cheinog, and that's the practice. If you're someplace where there are no Jews, you should still have to light the Neros Hanukkah and say bracha. V'afilu imhu etal yehudim v'roa ha-neros. Let's say the guy in his home, they lit for him. He's somewhere else in a place where there are Jews. He's in Chicago. Let's say there are plenty of Jews there. And he sees other candles. If he wants to be stringent and light on his own, he can be malik u'mevarech alem v'cheinog. And the practice is that we do recommend that he light. So look what the Mishabur writes. There are a couple of different things here. We'll just jump to Sif Katan Tezayim. V'cheinogin. V'chein sasmu harbi achron. That's the opinion of many achronim. That's the Magid of Rom, the Eli Rabba, the Levush, and Taz, and others. But the Mishabur then quotes, V'yeshmin aposkim shesovrim. There are others who hold. That includes the Beis Yosef, the Marashal, Prichadash. That achre de chachmenu zal patru aide harlakas ishto. That the individual, the husband's exempt through his wife's white lighting. Lo kol kamine lomar eni rotsu lates b'shal ishti. He doesn't have the ability to say, I don't want to be yotze to my wife. The Yalik Blabracha, he should light wherever he is in Chicago, but he shouldn't say bracha. Vinay, after Vade Ein Limchos Biata Nogin Lavarich, Achre the Arbi Achronim Hiskim Lavarich, if we see someone saying a bracha when they're visiting in Chicago, we certainly don't have the right to tell them to do something wrong, because many Achronim, including the Ramah, allow it. Mikomakum Tov Yoser Lahade Lishma Brachos Mipiacher Viane Amen. It's best to hear someone else say the bracha, answer Amen, and Vichavin Lates Behen Vialik Nerosov, and use his brachas to light your own candles. O Yira Lashar Lahalik Nerosov Levarch Lalen Dman Makodem Shemalekis Isha Bevesa, or light before your wife lights for you and it might be harder, Chicago and New York, but the opposite direction in terms of the time zones would be easier to light before your wife lights. That would be the suggestion. Let's finish the siman. Sif Dal, the Mechaber writes, Hanosar b'yom hashmini, any oil min hashemen, any leftover oil after 8 days, hatzarech l'shir halaka, that was needed for the shir halaka, and let's say the candles went out early, so now you've got leftover oil, oslo madura, you make a big fire, v'sorfo b'fnei atzma, you burn it, sharei huksa l'mitzvah, so this was designated for a mitzvah, and means you can't use it for any other purpose, v'im nisari b'shemen acher, if it gets mixed with other oils, v'ein shishim levalo, there isn't bit of a shishim, so then it's going to still be aser, yeshmi sheomer, shein lehosif alav kadei levalo, you can't be mevata. It's what we discussed Friday night in the shul here, that ein mevalin isher lechadchila. So if the shemen that's hukta, the mitzvasa, is aser, and if there's not shishim that mevata, you cannot add in more shemen. That would be a violation of ein mevalin isher lechadchila. We'll look at one mishabur here, Sifkat and Yotes, and then we'll stop. The mishabur writes in Sifkat and Yotes, v'sorfo b'fnei atzmo. Udilhanicha l'shana haba l'ner chanuk aser, but to leave it over to the next Hanukkah, that's aser, the chashinu l'takala, we're concerned you might use it to cook with. V'afilu l'anicha b'chlimas, let's say you put it in something disgusting, a rusty can where no one's going to eat from it. V'adai lo yavu l'achlo, you certainly won't eat it from that. Gam kin aser, that's still forbidden. The chashinu n'shem yavu l'lok l'hanos heimanu, you might use it to fuel your candle and benefit from that way, therefore you should burn it. Now just have in mind, this is only referring to shemen that was used for the candles and left over. But if you have a whole bucket that you bought, even though it says Ner Chanukah on it, that doesn't mean it was hooks of mitzvah, so it's only if it was used and remaining in your Chanukah candles. Okay.
Why do you have to burn it? Why can't you use it for another mitzvah?